Hello, everyone. Welcome to our From Heartache to Joy pre-call with Renee Landers. I'm Gretchen Pritz, and I am thrilled to be here. So exciting to have you here, Renee. I know I've been hearing and reading so much about you and your readings and how spot on they are and your healing work. So I'm thrilled that Irem wanted to have a pre-call today where people can really get to know you before we dive into the live interview. So welcome, Renee.
Thank you, Gretchen. I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to interact with you guys.
Awesome. So, you know, one thing I just want to point out before we start, Renee and I were talking before we opened the call, and she has been studying metaphysical and this whole world since middle school, right? Is that what she said?
I sure did. I was in about seventh grade when I started reading
That's
metaphysical
incredible.
Books. My mom was, yes, thank you.
Yeah, so, so cool. So I just had to point that out because I think that's amazing. So anyway, I'm so excited to have you here. We haven't done a pre-call in a while, guys. So just to refresh your memory, we're going to take about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes here. And Renee's going to talk to as many of you as we can. So if you want to raise your hand by pressing star 2, whoa, everybody's hands just went up. And also, I will be reading some write-ins if you're not on the line, so we can do that as well. So if you want to do either or, that would be great. So let's start with a live caller, Renee. If you want to pick between 1 and 37.
7.
Number 7?
Yes.
All right. Number 7, you're first three digits are 631. You are unmuted. Hello, are you there?
Hello, I am 1631.
You're 631? Hello. And
yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Dia.
Well, welcome. You're on with Renee.
Well, thank you so much. I'm the lucky one.
Yes, you're very lucky. What's your question?
My question is, why am I so stuck on the relationship and finances? Does it have to do anything with my previous lifetimes, or it's just, am I blocking myself?
Yeah, most of it is in this lifetime, and I have a sense of you not letting go of some things and holding on to them, being a little bit stubborn. And that's why they're not moving. I see you as being very powerful and that you can push through this when you're ready.
Yeah,
so the importance is letting go. So I'm going to send healing for this to support you in moving through those blocks and letting go of the past so that you can be free in the now.
Thank you so much. I need it.
You're very welcome.
Somehow I have the impression that I'm going to be picked today.
What was that?
I had the impression that my number is going to be picked today. I just had that good feeling.
Yes, that's your intuition. So good job.
Awesome.
So maybe do some journaling, like write some of your feelings out and then burn it. Could be a way to help let go of some of that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get why.
I suggest that
Hello?
You do some journaling to write down
oh, okay.
some of your feelings and then
and
to
then,
burn it, like put it in a pan and burn it, burn the paper.
Thank you. Yes, I get it now. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thank you
for joining.
It's a pleasure. I'm still here. I will listen all the way to the end.
All right.
Yay,
great
thank
to have
you.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So let's take a write-in question now. Do you need a name? What do you need, Renee, for the write-in?
If you can tell me their name, that's great.
Okay,
first
great.
Name.
Okay. So I have Pat, and they say, how can you learn to trust again after so many guys lie, cheat, and steal? Am I being too nice? I have been told I am.
Okay. It's a great question. Okay, trust. When it comes to trust, the most important person in the world that you need to trust is yourself. Because when you trust yourself, you can handle a situation. You can trust yourself to speak up or to walk away or do something else. The other thing is that not all men lie, steal, and cheat, etc. That's a pattern that can be broken and shifted. Package B would be great for that. I also sense that there's a lack of speaking up. So being nice isn't really effective if people are walking over you or taking advantage. So part of your healing will come in speaking up and asking what you want in healthy ways. So I'm going to be working on and sending energy and healing to that pattern of that, because this is definitely something that you can overcome.
Perfect. Thank you. And since you announced the package, I'm just going to announce your link so everybody has it. It's orderjoynow.com/Renee19. That's RENEE19. And you can take a look at those packages there. All right. Renee,
you.
If you want to pick between 1 and 47.
11.
All right. Number 11. Your first three digits are 516. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kavita.
Hi. Hello. Welcome. You're on with Renee.
Thank you. Hi, Greg.
Hi there.
Great to talk to you. I was wondering, when am I going to meet my soulmate? He's been described to me by so many psychics, and I'm ready, completely ready. As far as I know, I've let go of all the blocks. And do you pick up anything about him and when and where?
Okay. Well, what's interesting is after I picked your numbers, I got chills all over my body. So when I have chills, that's like a soul knowing or soul truth. And then you ask your question. And timing is a little bit flexible in the future because we have free will and we're also the gas and the brake. So right now, I say within 6 months, which that could be tomorrow. I'm just giving a 6-month window. And I also feel it would be beneficial for you to get out a little bit more. Like I see you doing things and then just go a little bit more places to find your person. I do feel you ready, and I do feel you open.
Great.
Keep looking.
Do you get a description by any chance? Any description of him?
I'm seeing darker hair. I'm seeing someone that's intelligent. I'm sensing science or computers, which they may or may not be into that. That's my sign that someone that's really smart and educated, someone that likes to travel, has a little bit of a quirky sense of humor, a little bit that you find fascinating, is very loyal, and that's important to
okay.
you.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I'm traveling in 2 weeks, so I'm excited. When I get back, I'm going to be really, hopefully it will be nice if I met him overseas, but you never know, I guess, right?
You know, it can happen anywhere. Anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, our world is so small these days.
I know.
Right?
I know. I know.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted,
I'm so ready.
Okay?
I will. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For joining. Okay. So the next question I have is from Tamika. She says, what blocks do you see in my love life? Do you see me in a relationship anytime soon?
Okay. The first thing I sense is some hardened energy. And what that means to me is, I'm looking how to describe this, like anger and resentment at things. And that is keeping people away. And I sense that's not what you want. That's what's happening. So right now, the time frame for mate, I'd say it would be 1 to 2 years. And just know that you have the ability to change that and to speed that up with doing healing. So package B would be great for that. And some forgiveness work would be beneficial as well. And I have some of that work in the MP3s too. So some type of letting go would speed that up for you.
Awesome. And that's why I love what you do, Renee, because you can give the information that you get, you know, like the you can give the predictions, you can give that, but then you have the support to go along with it to speed it up, the healing and the clearing and the blocks and all that kind of stuff to really help get out of our own way. So I think that's really unique. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I appreciate that. I just want to add one more thing is I'm going to do some healing on the blocks and also the pain. You know, I see protection around you and it's safe to be loved. It's okay.
Nice.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tamika. Let us know how it goes. All right, Renee, if you want to pick now between 1 and 49.
49.
All right. Number 49. Your first three digits are 603. You are unmuted. Hello, 603.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome. You're on with Renee.
Hi.
Hello,
Sandy. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm great.
You got your bases covered.
I did. I had a really volatile divorce about 12 years ago. My ex-husband actually shot me and the man that I met a couple of times. We survived, but he's in jail. This guy has been a part of my life since then. We've been on and off and on and off, and I wanted to know if this is the guy that I'm supposed to be with, or is there somebody else that I should put my sights on, because there's been a couple of guys that I've been interested in, but it kind of fizzles out on my side. I get interested, and then I say, nah, you know what? I don't want to do that.
Okay. Just take a deep breath. There's a lot of energy going on, and I have such compassion for you and your experience.
Thanks.
What I see is there's a possibility there. I also see other people around you, which tells me it's really about your choice. I think it would be beneficial if you did some personal healing work to attract a higher quality person, if that makes sense, and
okay.
To get a little bit more clarity on what you want in the relationship. So the VIP package would be great for that, or package B. And like taking
okay.
time to find out what you really want and need so that you can have it. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. And for all these years, I really thought it was that other guy that was with me. And like I said, it's been on and off and on and off, and it just never really sticks, whether it's his choice or my choice. But we're so drawn to each other that I just don't know.
Yes, I understand being drawn to someone, and I understand loving someone. And those things aren't enough.
Right.
You know, I wish they are. They're just not. So I want you to be happy and to be loved and to have what you deserve and what you desire.
Me too.
Which will probably require a different choice.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank
You're
you,
welcome, Sandy,
for joining.
Thank you for calling.
Nice. All right. Let's take a write-in. Here is from a Renee, and they would like to know, I would love to know how I can connect better with my husband, Jerry. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay. Okay, Renee. One of the things is to open up a little bit more and let him in. I see you opening not a lot. So that is being more vulnerable. That's sharing more intimate details, more personal things, sharing more about how you feel. I think he would really appreciate that. The second thing is having a little bit more quality time together where you're both invested in what you're doing. And then the third thing is to ask him, like, what can you do or say for him to be more loved or to feel more connected? Because it means different things to different people. Your way of connecting may be different than his, and there may be some overlap, which is what's common. So ask him. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, if you want to pick between 1 and 48.
3.
All right, number 3. Your first 3 digits are 780. You are unmuted. Hello? Hi, who's this?
Hi. It's Maricela.
Hi, Maricela. You're on with Renee. I love your name.
Hi. Thank you so much. Thank you for picking me. I've been luckier lately to be picked on calls, which is awesome.
That is. What can I do for you?
Yeah. I was just wondering about what can I do to improve my, you know, relationship with my husband and maybe even with my mom that lives with us as well.
Okay. One of the things I see is for you to go out more and do things together. The other thing I sense is to balance the relationship between your husband and your mom. There's a little bit of a triangle there. So I'm going to do some work on that energy to clear that up.
Okay.
And reminding him that he's a priority.
Oh, okay.
Like choosing him. Yeah, that will go a long way. Other than that, I see fun. I see caring. You know, I see laughter. I see connection. And regardless of where it's at, it can always be improved, which is great.
Yeah, and that's what I'm asking for, tips for improvement, because, like, it's, you know, it's not a bad relationship by any means. It's just, you know, however you know, what you can do to improve it, that's awesome, you know.
So if you were to pick one thing in particular, what would you like that to be improved?
It's more probably with my mom, like, because I feel there's still quite a bit of anger and, you know, maybe unhealed issues that come from childhood and stuff like that maybe, you know, like, for some reason, she's always pushing my buttons. And it's maybe because, you know, she's the closest one and she can do that more than others.
Yes, I understand that. The MP3s are great for that. I have a special healing with mothers in there that people can benefit from. I also, with her, get a lot of stubbornness, and I see her wanting to, like, pit herself between the two of you, which is why I was suggesting to, you know, be on his side and put him first and choose him, because that will improve your relationship with him. And the other thing is to stop when she does that or not allow it or not accept it. To say, hey, mom, I think you're doing this, or would you do this instead, or I don't feel comfortable with this, and gently tell her. And then doing the MP3s will help you heal the relationship with her naturally.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much for your help today.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
For joining. You too.
Yes, no, thank you.
Oh, all right. So, again, the special offer is at orderjoynow.com/Renee19. That's R-E-N-E-19. EE19. So let's take another write-in. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, so our next writer is Elizabeth. Hi, Renee. What is holding me back from the love I deserve, the one I want to be with, if he's good for me? And if not, how can I release this to open up to something better?
Okay, will you read that one more time, please?
Yeah. Hi, Renee. What is holding me back from the love I deserve, the one I want to be with, if he's good for me? And if not, how can I release this to open up to something better?
Okay, got it. So after I called the number, I felt a lot of energy in my throat. And so I was getting a little distracted by that because I'm doing healing on the throat chakra, which tells me there's a lack of speaking up and either asking for what you want or saying no to what you don't. So I'm doing healing work to ease that for you. The other thing that's holding you back is I see a push and pull. So pushing someone away and then having them back. I'm like, where are you going? Come back. And then pushing them away, which sometimes that's trust or safety issues there. Package B will work well for you. And the other thing I'm sensing is a little bit too much intensity in your energy sometimes. So if you could balance that, you know, calm that, center yourself more, things would go much more smoother, not just with relationships, actually in your whole life.
Perfect.
Okay. I feel complete. Thank you.
All right. All right. Great. All right. So we have a couple minutes to the live call begins with Irem. So I'm going to put everybody on hold, take a break, grab some water, and we're going to be back on with Renee. More readings and clearings and all that good stuff. So just hang tight and take a little break. We'll be back shortly.
Hi guys, it's Irem. Thank you for being here. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Yes, we will be starting in about 6 minutes from now. So just go grab yourself some water. There was a lot of energy on this call, so make sure you process it by drinking water. Take a few deep breaths. Also, on the questions on the webcast, please know that I will be starting to look at the questions after this in about 5 minutes. So if you had sent in a request for a reading or anything like that earlier, I will not be going over those because we have them timestamped. So if you want to get your reading, then please send it in about 5 minutes. Also, if you did get a reading and you have feedback so that I can read that for Renee, please send that in as well. Thank you, and we will be starting in just 5 minutes. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Heartache to Joy. Woo! What an exciting call today. We have with us exclusively launching for the first time Renee Landers. She is extremely accurate, very intuitive. For those of you that were on the pre-call, you guys got to experience some of this amazing lady's gifts and abilities and how accurately she can give you readings. She gave me a fabulous and fantastic reading right before starting the call also. So I'm super excited about what she told me. Guys, I am very excited about today's call because of a couple of reasons. As you guys know, for me, the most challenging
area of my life has been and still continues to be romantic relationships. That's been my biggest teacher, my biggest challenge area. I still haven't given up. I won't give up because this has brought me such huge transformation. But at the same time, it has taught me the value that relationships bring into our lives. And for a second, I'm going to talk about not just romantic relationships, because frankly speaking, a romantic relationship is simply one aspect of relationships. Relationships, I feel, are a reflection of your relationship with self, your relationship with God, and then how that shows up in your other relationships. But I wanted to share something with you guys, something very interesting that came across this weekend, and I thought, well, this is perfect because I'm going to be talking about relationships on Monday. There was it has been proven scientifically that human beings that are in isolation are more prone to disease. They are more prone to having a very, very unfulfilling experience of life than those that are in an environment of support. Many of you know that I am from Pakistan. I keep going back many times a year, as many times as I can afford to. And I have personally experienced this because I go back to my roots, because I have family there, I have friends there. Of course, I have friends in the U.S. also, because that but that family experience and going back to my roots and that sense of belonging just is so deeply nourishing and healing to the soul. I was reading about this experiment where they took a bunch of mice that were predisposed to genetically predisposed to developing tumors, and they hadn't developed tumors, and they divided the mice into two groups, and they put one group in isolation, and they kept the other group as a group together. So the mice that were in isolation showed a very huge increased chances of actually developing tumors, whereas the mice that were kept in a group setting did not. And this was a direct result of isolation. So I bring that up because there are so many of us that are going through such an unfulfilled experience of relationships in life, be it your romantic relationship, your marriage, your whatever it is, that we could be surrounded by people and still feel very lonely and unloved. That is why this call is so, so important. Journey to deep soul-fulfilling love. Powerful energy shifts to attract and keep love in your life. You know, I'm a fan of Rumi, as you guys know. I love, love, love the Sufi poet Rumi, who is probably the best or the most well-read poet on love. And he said, you know, it is, we do not have to go chase love, or we do not have to go looking for love. We simply have to look for the barriers that we have created in our own hearts to love. And that's so true, because love exists in our hearts. So if we're not experiencing that love, it's because we have erected these barriers. So I'm super excited about today's call, because this is Renee's gift, you guys. She can not only give you readings about you know, what's possible in your future and what's going to be happening. She gave me a fantastic reading. I told my team, okay, guys, save the date. This is what's happening in about a year. I'm super excited about that. But at the same time, she's also going to clear whatever barriers you have in your heart right now. So if you currently, without the reading, without the clearing, are in a situation where love is simply not possible, or it's 10 years away, with Renee's help, let's get those barriers removed so that the 10 years get decreased to maybe 10 months or 10 weeks or even 10 days for some of you. So it's super exciting, because when you're talking about at the level of energy, when clearings are happening at that deep, deep level of energy, miracles are possible. So we are going to talk about some very important stuff today. The real reason why almost half of my marriages end in divorce. Why to do it if you keep repeating the same patterns? I raise my hand on this one. I keep repeating the same pattern, and it does get very, very frustrating. I have gotten better, but I still see the pattern. Why going from one relationship to the next is destructive. I totally concur with that as well. The secret to attracting a mate, and is love really, really enough? So this call is going to be great for you, whether you are currently in a relationship, or if you have been single or have been single for a very long time and you've pretty much given up hope, then I can't wait to hear about your results, because this lady has created miracles, literally, in other people's lives. And the kind of stuff that people are reporting, here are some of the examples. One person said, I'm in my 70s and met my now boyfriend within 2 months of working with Renee. How cool is that? So if you're thinking this is too late for you, think again. Another person said, I met a fabulous man who proposed within a couple of months after my session with Renee. Me and my husband are back in each other's arms. This is another client. And she's saying, Renee can heal anything because their relationship was that complicated. And then another person said, Renee helped me process painful past events so I could choose a better partner. Here's another one. This is really exciting. This person had no dates for 15 years. And she said, I finally went on a date after a session with Renee after 15 years of no dates. Another person said, Renee's guidance saved me millions of dollars. So this lady is great even for money and love go hand in hand. So most of you know that. Another person, a man had a session with Renee and he said, my wife and I are so much closer now than ever before. Another person, if you are somebody who is running a pattern, this is a good one for you. Renee helped me heal my pattern of attracting unavailable men. So she went from attracting unavailable men to attracting available and loving, compassionate men. I finally moved on and met this great man. We are engaged and also in business together. Another person said, after several miscarriages, my boyfriend and I conceived our first child. Another person who had trust issues was able to start trusting her husband again. So there's so many. The list just goes on and on and on. This is such an exciting call because not only will you be getting these readings, to finding out what is exactly possible, how to collapse that timeline so that it can happen faster for you, but also get those clearings and healings that we all need. Very quickly about Renee, she is a natural born intuitive and healer. She started studying metaphysics in middle school. She met and trained with her first mentor when she was only 19 years old. Since then, Renee has studied with masters from around the world. She currently has over 50 certifications. She has been self-healing since she was a teenager and continues to this day. She got herself through the darkest of the dark, and now she holds space for others to do the same, only easier and quicker. Renee combines healing, coaching, intuition, and teaching for a holistic session with long-term results. She holds sacred space like no other in a way where most people feel safe and comfortable right away. And you guys, some of you experienced that on the call today. So therefore, the healing is very rapid. Also, many of her clients report unique experiences while dreaming, even if they don't usually remember their dreams. And just remarkable, remarkable results, as I just told you guys. Now, really quickly, I am going to go ahead and announce her special offer link, because these sessions are going to fly very quickly. They're going to be gone super quick because we have these on a discounted, deep discount right now for a one-hour session. So that offer is at orderjoynow.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E, and the number 19. And I just wanted to give you guys that heads up that these sessions are already flying off the shelves, because I've been getting the notification since the cart opened. People have just been jumping in. And, of course, for good reason, because these are just incredible, life-changing clearings and healings. My dear Renee, welcome. I am super excited to have you with us today.
Thank you, Iram. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to connecting and being with you today.
Yeah, it is awesome. Awesome to have you with us. Now, let's jump right in, because you have done some clearings already. And guys, like I said, I will be looking at your webcast comments in just a minute. So if you want to send in requests, you can do that. And yes, we will still do some more clearings. So stay on the phone lines with your hand raised if you have already done that. Otherwise, press star 2 to raise your hand. So, Renee, my first question to you is, why are romantic relationships one of the most important pillars in a person's life?
That's because love is so powerful And it's the greatest defining character in the quality of our life. So if your love life is great, every single area of your life is improved and touched by it. So if your job is going well, or your family is well, and your relationship isn't, it's going to bring those down. So
mm-hmm.
having a relationship is key. And it's one of the fastest ways to grow when we're in relationship. If we're single, we get more of our lessons from our higher self. In romantic relationships, it comes from there. So there's a lot of benefits as well. And the other thing is about touch. That touch is so important that children and babies can die from lack of it, from lack of
mm-hmm.
love and nurturing. They will physically die. And that's why they have people in the nursing wards holding the babies, because the babies are healthier, they function better, they heal faster. So it's super important.
Mm.
And then if there's challenges there, then that's kind of makes things a little more challenging in general.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for answering that. Lots of comments on the webcast. Wow, tons of people needing help. You know, one of the things that you and I had talked about, and I'm really passionate about, Renee, is all that really terrible relationship advice that's out there. You know, I've noticed this trend, especially in the last few years. Anybody that can write anything, they go write articles. Then that starts getting shared on social media. And, you know, three tips to becoming a strong woman, or two tips to, you know, those kinds of things. And we take that kind of one-size-fits-all kind of strategy, and we try to apply
yeah.
it to relationships, whereas every single relationship has its own dynamic. There are so many things at play that need to be considered, yet all these so-called relationship gurus are giving advice that is absolutely flawed. What is you're very passionate about this, too, so tell me a little bit about how you feel, how people are getting
yes.
the worst relationship advice and simply don't need it.
Yes, I'm very passionate about this. One of the places is from your girlfriends. You know, they like to give a lot of advice, and they like to be helpful.
Oh, my God.
And most of the time,
yeah.
it doesn't work. And they're like, well, my friend said this. I have so many clients that come. Well, my friend said not to do that. I'm like, no, you need to speak up and tell him what's going on. And my friend said no. I'm like, well, it's your choice. And then she spoke up, and then they got closer, and their relationship started healing. She started getting more satisfied. Things started picking up for her at work. You know, it made a big difference. And the other place, like you said, is the magazine.
I so agree.
They give very
yeah.
generic, Cosmo, and a lot of women leave feeling lower self-esteem and more insecure than when they started.
So true.
And then it depends on the person. I'm not a one-size-fits-all person. I'm very specific and detailed to who I'm interacting with, because people are different
mm-hmm.
and their relationships look different. And what works for one couple may not work for another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree totally that, you know, when people are, when friends are giving advice, they could be coming from a good place, or at least they think they're coming from a good place. But you have no idea what their past experiences have taught them, how their own opinion could be jaded. And I can't begin to tell you, Renee, how many times I've heard women just stereotyping when you know, all the girlfriends are talking and one friend is sharing about this guy she's met, and they'll hear a few things, they'll stereotype him, and they'll be, oh, he's this and he's that. I'm like, how do you even know? How do you even know? You just learned a few things in the last 10 minutes and you feel you can give judgment about this person. This is so wrong. And you know, my coach, my relationship coach, Chris Atwood, has taught me one thing, which is that you, when you're in a relationship, be open, and your guiding strategy needs to be 100% authenticity, transparency, and vulnerability. Very, very hard to master these these qualities in a relationship. But that's what I've been taught, that so many things I thought were one way turned out to be another way. So I so agree with you that getting advice from the internet or from friends, you know, my rule of thumb is don't take advice from someone who hasn't mastered that particular area for at least a decade. So I totally agree with you on that. All right, so tons of questions on the webcast. Wow. And they're just pouring in. All right, so this one is from Judy. She's saying, hi, I'm 65 years old, and I've not been in a relationship for over 10 years, though I just reconnected with a man I met 5 years ago. What blocks do you see for having a true soulmate and deep, fulfilling, and long-term love, and how do I realize it?
Oh, okay. I feel so much sweet energy around you, Judy. Definitely, I know it's never too late. And I see there is possibility with this person. I also feel that you're apprehensive and not trusting, and that's one of the blocks. So I will be sending healing for that. And I would recommend that you proceed with an open heart and see where it goes, knowing that you will be okay if it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with so many situations where people were just unsure and they had been hurt before and they didn't want to get hurt again. And mm-hmm. I recommend them opening up, and then they do it and they move forward. And that's how a couple people got married, because they took the chance and they took the leap. And it's not easy, and it's worth it. It's worth
yeah.
it. You're worth it.
You're worth it.
So move forward so you can have that success too.
Absolutely.
And be sure to write in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
Be sure to write in and share with Irem and the team your experiences.
Yeah, please. You know, one of the things I have found, Renee, is that when we get hurt in the relationships and love, we don't even realize it, but deep down inside, we do lack faith or trust. And we just don't want to take a risk. And here's a piece of news, guys. If you are not willing to take a risk, you have no hope for love. Love and risk go hand in hand. So that's what people talk about when they're saying be open. So not only are you open to receiving beautiful, loving experiences in life, but yeah, there could be a possibility of hurt. Now, here's the thing. If you get the clearing in advance, hopefully you're going to be able to circumvent that. But love is powerful. It is powerfully transformative as well. So sometimes the pain that we go through is actually deeply, deeply healing. So be open in that regards as well. All right, more questions. I really liked this one question. So this is from Alex, Los Angeles. I feel I like trust at a deep level. Is any help possible for me?
Yes, there is help. There is hope. The VIP package would be well for this, to do some deep work, because most of the time, trust issues are deep-seated and rooted, going back to childhood, and it takes mm-hmm. a little bit of time to unpack that. The most important thing is if you trust yourself. So I would recommend you focus more on trusting yourself than other people, and that will change things for you. That'll make a big difference. And also,
can you also give package recommendations, please, for those that really want to get deeper with this work?
Yes, I was recommending the VIP package for her.
Okay, cool.
Yes, that way we have a full 90-day program to dive deep.
So the VIP program is going to come up once you check out, or just email us also. You can email us as well. So it's not package A or B. The VIP package is actually something that comes up later, right? Is that correct? Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So if you want to start with package B, that would probably be really good, and then you can move on to the VIP package.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I want to go ahead and okay, let's go ahead and talk to our callers now because questions are still coming in. Okay, we have 40 people with their hands raised. You guys still have time to raise your hand by pressing star 2. I will refresh in just a few seconds. Renee, can you please pick a number for me between 1 and 40?
22.
Number 22 is area code 518. This is a familiar number. 518 area code, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me? Yeah, my name is Marlene, and I was married before to a very abusive man. And it seemed to be, you know, my dad was like that too, right? So I dated a lot of people, and you know, I moved away from all those people now, but some of them are still kind of lingering in my life, you know. And I'm just wondering, because it's been like 26 years since all that. I'm wondering if that any of that, like, is still hindering me from getting into a real relationship and marriage, you know.
Absolutely. That is a big factor in relationships is our upbringing, which is why I created the package that I did. So package B and then the VIP would make a huge difference. You know, it takes time to heal from the past, and I do a lot of work with trauma, and I've had multiple clients that way. You know, I've had this lady that grew up, and she was abused as a child, and then when she got older, she kept dating people that would abuse her either up front or early in the relationship, and we did some healing work together, and then she met a very quiet, kind man, and she was so happy. He took good care of her. He was financially successful, and he provided for her, and she didn't think it was possible. So it's definitely possible.
Oh, I know
it's
possible. I've had some good relationships, you know. And I got rid of anyone who would say anything bad about their mother. They were gone immediately. I know
that is
certain
great.
Things, you know, to, right? Look for it. And I did a lot of healing. And so I'm just like, okay, I'm just wanting to, you know, in this area where I am now to meet the right person in this area, you know?
Yes, I understand that. I see that there's still energy from them that's impacting you. There's still some of their energy in your field. So I will do some clearing of that now. And I will help. I'm removing some of that now. Just take a deep breath. Yeah. Okay. That is better. So then keep moving forward and keep noticing what else comes up, because there's layers to this for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're headed in the right direction. So just keep moving forward.
Okay. So would which package is better for me at what I'm, you know, dealing with? I you know, like I said, have done a lot of healing, so I'm not afraid of relationships or dating or any of that. So just getting the right one for, you know, marriage.
Yes. So I would suggest B, and then look at the VIP package as well. Because there are some techniques in there that will help you with exactly what you're talking about.
All right.
With people from the past, with cutting cords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Lots of love and best of luck. You are so welcome. Great job. Beautiful.
Yes, thank you, Marlene.
Wow. So we have a lot of questions regarding the package. So let's go ahead and we're going to do this a little early today. We're going to go ahead and look at this incredible package that Renee has put together for all of you guys. Remember the incredible results that I read earlier. They are on this, the detailed case studies are on the page, so you can actually read in detail what these people were going through and see if this is what you have been going through and what this can do for you and possibly help you. So I'm going to invite Renee to explain the package, but then also which package is going to be good for you. You guys can send those questions in as well. Orderjoynow.com/Renee19, R-E-N-E-E, the number 19. And then if you're on the webcast, press the special offer button on the replay as well. Now, from my own experience, you guys can read that too. This is not the experience that I was mentioning that happened today. This is from before. She released a lot of pain when she did my one-on-one clearing. You can read about it. I was feeling scared, terrified, unsafe, that nobody could protect me. And she really did a beautiful clearing, and I felt much better, and the overwhelm was gone. And since then, I can tell you that this feeling of not being protected, actually, let me say that again, this feeling that I needed someone or a man to come and protect me has completely transformed. It is a very, very different experience now. And it is more about having that faith in the divine and knowing that the divine has my back and that I am enough. So it's a beautiful experience. And I love that Renee is she's quick and she is no fluff. So I love that no fluff part. Love it. So, all right, Renee, my dear, so I'm going to invite you to please explain this offer, and I'll mute myself, and I'll look at the questions coming in on the webcam.
Hi, thank you. Okay, so first up, I have Package A, which has 5 MP3s. One is for cord cutting, which is a life-changing practice. If you did that once, your life would be so different. And this is something to do every day. And it will help you disconnect from toxic people and toxic energies from the past. It will help you be more in the now. You're going to have more clarity because you'll be able to sense what is really your thoughts and feelings instead of someone else's. So it's empowering. Another MP3 is for soul retrieval, where it's going to help recover lost pieces of the self, which happens when we've been hurt or wounded or someone passes. So bringing that into present time is also very powerful. People have more energy. They can function better. They're able to manifest easier. They feel more whole and complete. They're less likely to look for somebody else to do that for them. And the next one is expanding love. So if you want more love in your life, and who doesn't, this is excellent for that. And then I have one for healing with the mom. So everyone has challenges with their mom, even the best of relationships. And there is usually unmet needs that occur growing up or from not having one around. And so this heals that. And from that, you become more feminine. You will improve your relationships with yourself and your friends and all females. And then one for healing with the dad. And that, I found, has the greatest impact in attracting a mate. The stronger and healthier or clearer the relationship is with your father, even if he wasn't around or he passed away, has a direct correlation to the results.
So this will help attract higher quality men, more conscious men, more loving men, more generous men, etc. And then for a bonus, I will do a long distance cord cutting session for you the day that you purchase the package. And that is even a bigger shift. That's helping you with your past, your present, your future, the things you're going to be able to accomplish. You're going to meet new people. You're going to have different experiences with those that you know. You will be able to soar even greater than you are. And then also a bonus distance heart chakra healing, which will be done a week after that. And that is to heal pain and abandonment so that you can have love and compassion and empathy and joy and be more open to attract and receive and keep more love. And the next one in package B is a 30-day program. So we're going to have four group calls. One is on giving love, because most people are unaware of the best ways to give. And then how to receive is the next call. And that will bring you into balance so that you can expand your ability to give and to receive, which most women can benefit from, right, in receiving. And that's receiving love and cash and health and surprises and fun and joy. And then we'll move deeper into the third call with loving from friends and family and the divine. And I find there's often blocks there. And the fourth call will be love of the self. And that is the most transformative. That's why I save that one for last. Because when you begin to love yourself more, you feel differently. And when that changes, everything changes. You pull in different people. You feel better about yourself and more self-esteem. Become more attractive. And just every area of your life improves. I'm also doing five long-distance heart healings. And one will start before the group program and then one in between. So the heart healings are going to open up your heart deeper, are going to allow you to process your emotions so that you can access and feel more joy. They're going to expand on every level and connect with yourself more deeply and get to know yourself better. It's a beautiful process. And then next, I have my VIP program. That is a 90-day program. I'm going all in, and we're going to have such a journey together. So if you're single and you're wanting a relationship and it just hasn't worked out, then this is the package for you. We're going to be having 13 group calls. And I'm going to be doing long-distance work on you every day for the entire program. So normally I would charge $1,000 a week for distance healing to be on retainer. And that's 13 weeks of that. And then I'm going to be going in looking at the deepest blocks as far as implants and thought forms and all the things that are in the way that affect with your thinking, that are attracting unavailable people or not the quality or enough so that you can experience love and joy in everyday life. I'll be looking at the beliefs and any shadowy energies. You will not be the same after this process. I can guarantee that. And actually, all the packages come with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If you're ready, take the leap with me. and check out the offer page. And if you have any questions, be sure to let me or Ibram know. Thank you.
Beautiful. So, Renee, when you said you will not be the same after you have gone through this package, you are not going to be the same person, can you explain a little bit? Because, I mean, the results, when we look at the results that people have experienced with you, even having just one session, how really, truly life-changing it is. Can you tell us some of the most common blocks that you find in people which they transform after they've had a session with you?
Great question. Yes, some of the most common blocks are not good enough and feeling unworthy and low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
It's super common.
Mm-hmm.
Another big piece, honestly, is from childhood. Unhealed
mm-hmm.
child wounds, unmet needs. So we're going to be mm-hmm. doing a lot of work around needs and wants and getting clarity of what you want. I've had several people come in, and they were just kind of dating from person to person, and it wasn't working. And this one lady came in, and I had her do the 5 requirements, which is a process I do in the training. And after she got clarity mm-hmm. on what she wanted, she went out there and, like, she went through 1 and 2 quick. And the third guy, he had all these things, and she was so freaked out because she's like, is this real? Can this happen? And
mm-hmm.
yes. And it did. And they got married in about 4 months.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, she couldn't believe it. So clarity is important,
that
knowing
is
what
amazing.
You want.
It's
like going to a car lot and say, I want a car. Well, there's all
mm-hmm.
kinds. Do you really want? You know, all of those? Probably not. No.
So, that's the other thing. You know, Renee, I was just going to mention that this was something so eye-opening for me. I was studying the work of this really amazing lady who has been a shaman. She's a Western woman, but she's been a shaman. And she is a therapist, but she's been a shaman for like almost, I don't know, 30 or 40 years. And she was talking about how the world is not yet quite understanding, because this is still a newer phenomena, but the Western people have this level of self-loathing, and that's what she said, it can only be described as self-loathing that has been passed on in the DNA, which is almost it's not something that the Eastern cultures have experienced as much as the Western culture. And she said it's very different when Western people go for healing and what they process, and as compared to the Eastern people, because of course shamanism and all that is mostly there. And so I was so intrigued by that, because if you are carrying self-loathing or this deep level of lack of self-love in your DNA, you don't even know why it's there, but it's in your DNA. How in the world are you going to experience love? I mean, you just can't, right? Have you found that
you
as well?
Yes, the self-loathing and the self-esteem, it does push people away. And I believe that
we don't attract
what we deserve. We attract what we think we deserve, which is on the unconscious level, that 90%.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we go in at the unconscious level looking for beliefs, looking for thoughts, looking for fears, looking for patterns, and just clearing them one after another until people get what they want.
Now, when you are in a session with a person, because here's the thing, if it's unconscious, it's subconscious, if I were to ask you, Renee, you know, I won't even know what my blocks are, right? I wouldn't even know what those, I may understand and recognize the pattern I run, but why I run that pattern, I'm not going to know, because it's just too, it could be DNA, it could be something that happened so early in childhood, I don't remember. But when I'm in session with you, you can see that. You can see the person's energy and exactly where the blocks are and what are causing the blocks to happen, right?
Absolutely. I see into past lives. I see into the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I see, you know, genealogy. I see if it's childhood. And I can sense all of that.
Beautiful.
And then I go to work on that.
And you remove the blocks and the energy gets cleared. And guys, that's why all these other people, like in as little as 2 weeks, I mean, where they thought that they had not gone out on a date for 15 years,
in as little as 2 weeks, they went out on a date and got engaged. And I mean, how crazy is that? But it's not crazy when you understand energy, when you understand that it was always there. It was always there. That's what's so sad when I find out about people that have been lonely and have not experienced love, and they feel that it's out there somewhere and it's so difficult, and they have to do so many things to attract that soulmate, to bring them into their life. And no matter how many visualization techniques you're doing, no matter how many those charts you're making and all of those things, it's not going to happen if you are, you know, energetically blocking them or you're repelling them from coming into your life. But once the energy is cleared, once the block is removed and it takes a few seconds to get that out of the way, suddenly you find, wow, it was that easy? It's unbelievable. But that's when energy gets cleared, that is how quickly it happens. I've experienced it myself in my life. Somebody said, what happens in the one-hour session? I think we explained that quite well. Dave said, hi, Renee, I have package B and I'm attempting to book an appointment, but my mobile number is not being accepted. Do you have any guidance? Let me send this question to customer service. They will help you out. Thank you for sending the question in. And
this reminded me of something. I had this lady come in for a session and she was very confused. She was dating two people and she could not figure it out. And I saw an implant. I said, oh, you have an implant. Let me remove this. And she was like, okay, whatever. And I was like, okay, it doesn't matter if they believe it or not. I just do my work. And then she came back in a couple of weeks and said, you know, after that session, I felt so clear and I realized I didn't want to date either one of them. And then she met this other guy. And then they took their time because he was kind of hesitant. She was hesitant. So they were together for about 8 months before they got married, and they're still together. You know, that was her process.
I love it. That is
I know.
So yeah. That's what this outside interference, like implants or curses or anything else, you know, evil eye, it would keep you confused, and you will oscillate between relationships that are not fulfilling, and you get that removed, and suddenly you're connecting with the right people. I love that. Also, Renee, there are people that are married, and I know from the questions I'm looking at, how do you help with those, because you have great testimonials from people in relationships as well. So somebody who's been in a relationship for a few years, for let's say a few decades, and the relationship has been very dead for a few years, do they have hope? That's my first question. The second question is, you just mentioned people don't have to believe it. It's still going to work once you remove the energy. So let's say one of the spouses is getting the package. Does the other spouse have to be involved in the energy process, or can you work on them remotely? Can you please explain how that dynamic works?
Okay, yes, there's definitely hope for those. I work with this all the time, and people tend to get challenges. Like, there's some common pitfalls in relationships that I address. And one person is necessary. You don't have to have the other person involved at all. Like, I have coaching clients that come and they, one person comes. And when you change yourself, your relationship will be different because you don't show up the same way. Now, it may be beneficial if they're involved. It's not a requirement. So if you come and you do the work and you learn new skills, and then you do healing, you're not going to track that same pattern in the other person because they're kind of mirroring and reflecting that for you so that you can heal anyway.
Beautiful. All right, so I want to read your question. The email says, Desi Slava. And she's saying, hi, Renee, could you tell me which package would be good for me, please? I haven't been in a relationship for 8 years, and last year I met my boyfriend. I feel so good about him, but I have trust issues since my divorce. How can I change that? Do you see any blocks? Which package would be helpful? Thank you.
Okay, because things are going well, I would recommend package B. And there are a few blocks. There's some trust
Yes, there's also some hesitancy and a little bit of insecurity. And because that package works so much with love, and then also the private session with me, this will make a big difference.
Beautiful.
All right.
So package B for you, my dear. You can get it either on, we do have two pay plans, so if that's something that is interesting for you. Remember, these packages right now are on a discounted price. They're going to be gone soon because I know that Renee is going to get booked up with her session. So package B right now is only $197. It is going to go up to $347. So it's a great, great price right now, and you can get it on a two-pay plan. So make one payment now and one payment in 30 days and get your session. You need to get that help. All right. Do not wait another year, my dear. All right. Nas. Oh, my God. This I can relate to. She said, hi, I'm married, but whenever my husband drinks alcohol, even a little bit, I get so angry and I want to leave. I have a pattern of ending all my relationships. I would love some guidance, please.
Ooh, I'm just taking a deep breath there, just kind of moving some energy. That's an intense situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I certainly understand the anger, and I imagine that she's probably spoken about that. If not, I would recommend to share in depth how you feel. Like, when you do this, this is how I feel. And see if there's any flexibility within that. And I would say it's okay to end things if it's not working. Not saying that's your case. That's definitely a possibility.
Hmm.
The other thing I see is that you're needing more support in your life. So whether that's through friends or family or through your relationship, to find ways to gather more support.
What would you say about her pattern, that she just gets into these relationships, which for me it seems like you're setting yourself up, right? For me, that's what it turned out to be, that I subconsciously picked guys that I knew would have traits that I just couldn't live with, and then I would leave. So that was my pattern. But I got
and
to
that's a way
state was there.
Go ahead. And it's also a way of not being vulnerable. You don't have to really show up as much
exactly.
If you're not.
No,
and,
exactly.
For you here, there's a bit of fixing energy, or you're wanting to fix someone, and that doesn't work because we're not able to change other people or fix them. We're only
Are you
able
talking
to change
about me?
Ourselves. No, I'm talking about her. I'm talking about Naz.
Naz, okay.
Yes.
So she's a fixer.
That was for her, the fixing energy, yes.
Yeah, that can be exhausting. So, yeah, you can definitely benefit from a session. I can see that clearly now. Please get a session with Renee so you guys can work through these, moving these energy patterns. You know, when you have these entanglements, it is so interesting. When we have the entanglement ourselves, we can't begin to even see how it is just meshed and entangled, and you know, one thing is connecting to another and how complicated it is, and it's confusing. But once those entanglements begin to get unraveled, when you get energy work done, it is amazing how that shows up. Okay, and that's really all it is. It is just this entangled energy. David is saying, hi, Renee, I'd love to know what the underlying dynamic in my relationship to my son is all about. He cut me out of his life about 4 years ago. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, it definitely does. And again, like I said, we're not able to affect other people.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of anger and resentment on his side. And something that can help with that, what you could do, is to constantly send him love.
Hmm.
When you're sending that out, it's going to come back and send love to him. And that will help dissipate some of that anger and resentment. And usually that will speed up the process of interaction if that's going to happen. I thought of this couple together that broke up, and I had her do this, and he wasn't talking to her, and she just kept sending love and love, and then he just got calmer. One day he called her and said, you know what, I've had time to think, and I'm ready to get back together and really work on this.
Yeah,
so this process really works.
Beautiful. Naz wrote back. She said, oh, my God, that's so true. I am such a fixer and controller. Well, and that's what Renee was picking up on, right? It's control basically means we have fear around being vulnerable, right? Vulnerability is the glue that actually it creates intimacy. You cannot have intimacy without the ability to be vulnerable, and it's the greatest gift that a relationship brings for us, because a romantic relationship, because we get naked, truly naked, and I'm not talking about physically naked. I'm talking about spiritually, emotionally naked in front of a person, and we show them the deepest parts of the shadow side, which is scary. We don't even want to look at it ourselves, let alone someone else see that. But yet, when we get accepted and loved, you know, despite all of that and for being who we are, it is the greatest soul-healing gift that you can get. And that's the power of these relationships. So definitely, definitely, Naz, get a session and move through that. okay. Still more questions coming in. Alex, okay. So let me send you a question to customer support. Now, I think it's Elizabeth, but I just see Liz written. This is, I do not see the VIP package listed. VIP package is going to come up once you check out. It's going to come up then. So it's for those people that have already taken the first step and they want to go deeper. Okay. Okay. I think this is going to be one more question on the webcast. Angela is saying, hi, would you be able to read what energy is blocking sadness and modern life demands of daughter with mother? I am looking to know about the energy blocks of my daughter Cindy, Rushika, and why do I get angry with her every day on even the tiniest of issues? Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy to navigate those relationships. What I sense is a little bit of competition. And there's also places where you have a lot in common. And so she's reflecting some of that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I also get a little more patience would be help. And also sending love to her more regularly will help clear and clean some of this off. And as well as the MP3s have some techniques to heal that with the cord cutting and the family healing as well.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Next question. Thank you. All right, Maria. She said, blessings. Which package will be best for me? My marriage has stagnated and needs change. We are living parent life patterns. My husband has issues with addiction. I have expressed how I feel, knowing that we both want different lifestyles, knowing I desire more fulfilling personal relationships and career. I have been caring for my family and no financial growth for me personally.
Okay, great question. I would recommend B for you and then possibly the VIP package.
Thank you. Now, this just reminded me of something very important, Renee. I was talking to a friend of mine last week, and he has been in a relationship where, so he's a conscious person, his wife is not. And on a ladder of consciousness, I would say she hasn't even started, okay? And it's kind of common in the Eastern cultures where, you know, the marriages were arranged, so they didn't get to date, so they don't really know
if they have compatibility. But it happens in modern life too. Even in when you dated the person, one person eventually falls onto the path of consciousness and spirituality and the other person just refuses to. Now, this person, my friend, was told that if he stayed in the marriage, which was draining him, that it would eventually lead to disease. And I have seen so many examples where long-term, unfulfilling relationships led to serious, if not terminal, disease. What is your experience with that?
Well, I definitely agree with that. There is something about love that is juicy and delightful and can bring more happiness and joy and transformation in every area of life. And then when that's lacking, it just brings down every area. If you love your work and you come home to an unhappy marriage, your work life isn't as productive. You're probably not going to be as successful. Their health isn't going to be the same. So people are better off being single than they are being in an unhealthy or damaging relationship. And sometimes someone is like a battery, or they kind of suck the life out of someone else if it's not a healthy relationship, and that can be very draining to the person. And so, yes, their health, they could get sick, they could get disease, they could be
And another point, yeah, that was very important, was your finances. That too, if you are leaking energy in your relationships, then yeah, it can show up as lack of financial strength as well. Absolutely. I knew of a friend, a girlfriend of mine, who was successful, doing great, got into a relationship where she was unfulfilled. And the first two things that happened was she put on weight, because, you know, she was carrying the weight of the relationship. So she put on weight and her finances went down big time. And then when she got out of the relationship, she released the weight, got back to being fit, and her finances came right back up. It's just so amazing to see that. So if you guys feel that maybe your relationship needs a heavy-duty clearing, block clearing, then yes, and especially if it's affecting your health or your career, definitely, definitely get a reading with Renee to make sure to see what's going on and get the clearing. I can tell you from experience that clearings with people like Renee, you should just get anyway, because of the fact that over, you know, just life happens, you know, stuff is going on and blocks come up for clearing. It's going to happen all throughout our lifetimes. We're going to be clearing blocks. More stuff is going to come up. You clear more blocks. Sometimes some of us we've cleaned up a lot of our personal blocks, and now we are basically on this planet to do collective clearings for collective consciousness or ancestral clearings. And I've been told so many times that now I'm on that journey. I'm just constantly doing clearings for collective consciousness. And hey, what an honor, right? That still happens as well. So let's take one caller on the phone now. Let's see what's going on here. Again, press star 2 to raise your hand. Wow, we still have, 45 people. So if you can pick one number for me, please. Let's do a couple of these.
29.
All right. So, guys, we're going to do, remember, a quick reading with a quick clearing, and then she's going to give you a package recommendation, because if you can see how amazing it is in these, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes that you are on the call, imagine what happens in that 1 hour. It is amazing. You can get your whole life clearing done in that. All right. So number 29 is area code 518. Here you go. You're unmuted.
Hi.
518. Hi, who's this?
Anne.
Hi, Anne. What's your question, dear?
I just wanted to know if Renee could check and see if she sees a partner coming in.
Oh,
somebody,
hello, Anne.
Possibly coming in. Hi.
All right, right there, I see 2 to 3 months. And if you did the MP3s, it could speed that up to within about a month. So I feel that you're close to it. You're on the way.
Okay. But I was interested in one guy, and he seemed like he was interested in me, but I don't know. I mean, I really thought it might be him coming in.
I don't see a lot of strong energy there, so I don't feel a yes. I feel a weak maybe, if that makes sense. So there's a possibility, but not very strong. So I suggest that you keep an open mind and be open to other people, including this person.
Okay.
Okay?
What package would you suggest?
I would suggest the MP3s. Package A.
Cool. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Beautiful. Yeah.
Also, Erin, I wanted to circle back real quick. There was a woman that had asked a question about her daughter.
Yes.
And she mentioned sadness.
Yes.
And I got this message in that she also has anger with her sadness. And that if she were to feel through that and let that go, it would make a big difference. Like it's time to feel the sadness and feel the anger to process it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help her in her life and also with her daughter.
Beautiful. Thank you. And can you pick another number for me, please?
Yes, 21.
21 is area code. 818, you are unmuted now.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle. Yay, you picked me.
Hi, Michelle. How are you
here? I'm good, but I'm hoping to be better. So I'm one of those that every area is blocked.
Mm.
So what can we do?
If every area is blocked, then definitely package B with the VIP, because we'll have lots of time to work together. I'm going to... send some healing now. Well, you might sense something in your field as I do this. Take a deep breath. Okay. Yeah, and also you're not as blocked as you think you are.
Thank
I do
you.
Want to say that.
Thank you.
Be a little hard on yourself.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.
You're so welcome. All right. Moving on. Do you have another number for me, please?
17.
I can just go to the next one. Okay. Number 17 is area code 845. 845.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. And this is Catherine. Can you hear me?
Hi, Catherine. Yes.
Have a question. I have been searching for my soulmate for a while, and I have a lot of psychic friends, and they've all been telling me that he is so nearby, and that for the past 3 years they've been telling me any day. And I'm just trying to figure out, are they accurate? And if they are, what is holding me from meeting him?
Okay, I think I sense what they're talking about. I do see, you know, your heart, and I see the energy, and I see the desire, and I see the love around you. At the same time, I'm sensing that there's more of your energy pushing away. And
okay.
So remember, most of the blocks are at the unconscious level. So you've got one hand out like a stop sign, and then you have the other hand that says, come on in. There's a lot more energy pushing away. You've got about 70% energy pushing away and about 30% pulling in. So once you see that, it'll happen much quicker because it's there. It's like you're getting in your own way. So if you did package B, you could do a one-on-one session and clear this. Go ahead.
I was going to say this is a perfect example, Catherine and Renee, of how powerful the subconscious blocks are. And it's usually this... I've talked about it before, like if 70% of your energy is blocked, how can 30% make a difference? And that's exactly what you've got going on. 30% on a conscious level, even though
you feel such a strong desire, but it's almost three times you're repelling it underneath the surface. So, wow, I cannot wait to hear about your results when you clear this. Good luck, my dear.
Yes. Yeah, me
Thank
either.
You.
I had this, a lady came in and she didn't forgive her dad for pasting, and she was wanting a mate. She was online dating. She was going out. She was meeting people. She was dating left and right and couldn't find anything. And I said, you're pushing, you know, people away, what you want, because of this. And so she healed it, forgave her dad, and then within a couple months, she met this great guy. She's like, why don't I do this sooner? I'm like, you're ready now. You know, you're ready when you're ready, and there's no right or wrong and no judgment there.
Love it. I just love it. That is so beautiful. All right, let's do one more.
You pick this time.
Well, that's not easy because I can.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Okay, five. A five.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, number five. You know, because sometimes I see on the list, I see names that are familiar, and I don't want to, it's like I just want to be fair. All right, so here we go.
That makes sense.
Number five.
Thank you.
Yeah, 614 area code. 614, you are on, and you're unmuted.
Hello, this is Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, hey, how are you?
Wonderful. What's
Great.
Going on?
Okay. My question is, I can totally relate to the previous caller about, I know that I've been told that my mate's coming in, but I know that I'm pushing him away. So what I want to know quickly is, what is the major block that's pushing him away?
Not trusting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either not trusting the universe, or trusting yourself, or trusting the other person, or all three.
Okay. Okay. So working one-on-one with you would be best.
Yes. Yes, it would.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, especially
okay.
looking from all sides. So you're looking left, right, front, back. So that's like trust from all around you.
I'm on guard all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. That answers that. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Carrie.
Perfect.
Bless you. Thank you.
So,
Aww.
Beautiful. We're probably going to now close the call for taking live calls because we've done quite a few of those already today. I'm going to remind you guys the offer is at orderjoynow.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E, and the number 19. If you're ready to experience love in your life and you want to experience it quickly without any more appointments, like you heard so many others that have been told by other psychics, healers, and yet they weren't able to manifest the results. No nonsense with Renee, because her clients get results. This is what she's all about. As you guys know, on this Tao Summit also, we want to bring people that get results. So this is why I'm super excited about Renee. You guys have the opportunity right now to buy whichever package that you are feeling compelled or called towards, to get that and make a difference within, you know, the very first session, but then you've got the four group calls as well if you're going to be investing at that level. And that's a month of amazing, intense clearings, really changing the way that relationships are showing up in your life right now. So orderjoynow.com/Renee, number 19. Just a few more questions on the webcast that I want to address. Julia said, since my split from my husband, which is now 10 years ago, I have had no one in my life nor any prospect. Is there a partner out there for me? I'm now over 60, and I feel like finding someone will never happen at this point. So the first thing I want to tell you, Julia, if you didn't hear the story of the lady who was 70 years old, you can read that on the sales page. She's happy. She's attracted the love of her life. So definitely it's not too late for you. So I'm going to let you answer, Renee.
Yes, I agree. I support that. So it is there. I see a few years, honestly, right now. If you put more effort, it would make a difference. Also, some healing from your previous relationship. I'm going to send healing to that now. package A or package B would be good for you. I had this one client, and she was married, and they got separated. They didn't even get divorced, and it was like 15 years later, and I'm like, you've got to get a divorce. She's like, oh, no, we're fine. I'm like, have you talked to him? No, we're fine. I'm like, no, you're still energetically bound to this person until you physically do the paperwork. So she did the paperwork. She wasn't even looking for a person, and then she met this guy, and they started their healing business together. It was like the strangest thing. So healing for you would really help, you know, forgiving.
Beautiful. Now,
yeah,
if she
you.
Doesn't do anything, it's a few years, but if she does do some healing and clearing work, it will be faster.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So,
much
Julia,
faster.
Definitely, yeah, you want to get either her package B or the VIP offer would be really good for you.
Yeah, it would be less than a year if you do some work.
Woohoo! Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Less than a year sounds awesome. All right, so this is an interesting question from Christine. She said, I've been married for 17 years. When he proposed, he said he would always take care of me. Back then, I chose that, and our mellow chemistry over the intense kind of relationships I had been drawn to and hurt by in the past. I am a totally different person now and see the distance that I keep between us. Why is that, and can that be bridged? Very, very interesting.
Yes, yeah, so the distance can be bridged. And the first thing I see is to open up more to him. I see you're not sharing enough of yourself. And maybe you think you do, but I sense there's a lot more in there that if you share it would make a big difference. If you become more intimate and open up, that could encourage him to do the same. You know, it's very common for people to change over time. And you can reconnect with where you're at now. And also sharing what you want and need now, because it's different. You know, finding out for yourself and then being able to tell him. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Christina, you need the VIP package. We'll send you the link, but basically, yes, once you check out, it should come up. All right, so I guess Christina, same Christina has a question. Should I get a package? What is diverticulitis? Do you know what that is? Diverticulitis.
I
do. Okay, so she's saying that's what's going on in her life, and is that related to her present love? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's in the intestines. Sometimes there's like little divots where food can get in.
Okay. So is that connected to her present love life?
A little bit. Some of it's the nutrition, and then some of it's stress that's being held in her intestines.
Uh-huh. So should she get, which package is good for her? Should she get the VIP or just package B for now?
Package B, for sure. And so that we could do that one-on-one.
Yeah. So once you get the package B, Christina, the VIP offer will come up, and you can choose to invest in that at that point, because it does, when it comes up like that and you invest in that, it's at a really good discount that will not be offered again. So, you can get that as well. Wow.
Yes, I've never done
pricing
before.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to get into a session with Renee at a lower price than what we're offering today. It's incredible what she's done for us, just to make sure that she's able to help facilitate all those amazing people that are part of this community. You know, by default, everybody that comes through from Heartache to Joy is an empath. They are. That means that usually we have chosen the path of pain for growth and the path of pain for healing. And relationships seem to be a very, very big challenge area for most empaths. If you can transform your experience of relationships during this lifetime, it is amazing. The journey becomes amazing. And yes, Our package today is mostly focused on romantic love because romantic love is a very important aspect of our lives. And it just like what Renee was saying, when you are fulfilled in your love life, every area of your life gets impacted. This is very true for men. This has been known over centuries when they used to say stuff like, behind every successful man is a woman, is a loving woman. Well, it's very true for women also, as we are now, you know, participating in careers and we're taking our rightful place as leaders and, you know, community leaders and political leaders and business entrepreneurs. And if we're just homemakers, even then, we all need and require loving, supportive relationships. While it is very important, I really want you to understand, because there's a confusion in the spiritual community about, well, why do we need other people? We can be whole and complete. It's all about being whole and complete within ourselves. Yes, and at the same time, you are having a human experience. You're on planet Earth. And on planet Earth, it's really about relationships. That's a big, huge part of becoming evolved, is through the polarity that we experience, the triggers that we go through, the lessons that our companions or the other people in our lives teach us. You know, my teacher, Chris Atwood, always reminds me whenever I'm getting triggered by someone, he says, Aram, remember, it is always you in a relationship with yourself. Whoever the other person is, that's irrelevant, because it could be anybody else. They're simply reflecting back to you what you are doing to yourself or what you are experiencing in relation with your own self. It's very, very true. So we need these mirrors to reflect back to us where we are out of alignment. Where do we need to tweak our energy? Do we need a clearing done? Do we need to have – why do you think – past life trauma or even ancestral trauma shows up in your life if you're on this call and you've been told, or you get into a session with Renee, because you are serving. You're not just serving your own journey, your own purpose, but you are in service to so many others. When you're clearing those ancestral blocks, imagine the relief that you would create and the release that you would create for all those people that have passed on. Wow, the immense energy that you release by doing these clearings. So it is not a coincidence you're here, whether it is simply to experience this beautiful, experience the beautiful love that we've been talking about, soul-enriching love, you guys, because as we travel on to 7D, 6D, 5D, as we move on, transcend on to those dimensions, having loving relationships is extremely important. As a matter of fact, I've been told by many people who are experts in helping this ascension take place that without loving, supportive relationships, we're not going to be able to ascend. So very, very important to clear those blocks. Okay, somebody said, can you please open a thread for package recommendations? Great idea. Yes, we will do that because so many people still have questions that are coming through. So yes, we will open up a thread where we will request Renee to answer questions regarding which package recommendation. All right, and unfortunately, we are out of time now because we did have a 30-minute call before the call started today. All right, wonderful having you guys with us. Oh, my God, Renee, this was such a beautiful healing space. I know you did a lot of beautiful clearings for so many people. Thank you for everything you do, for the love that you are bringing forth into people's lives. I know it is very much needed. Thank you for all that you have done for my community as well. Deeply, deeply grateful.
Thank you. I so love being here with you.
I love being here with you as well. And thank you to you guys, our wonderful, beautiful listeners. Please know, each and every one of you is deeply appreciated and loved by me personally and, of course, by the divine every single second. Even if you don't feel it, love is all around you. So let's go ahead and make it our mission, our goal, to remove or to dissolve all those walls or blocks that we have created that are preventing us from experiencing that deep, soul-fulfilling love. And make a strong intention around that, and it will happen, whether you invest with Renee or it happens some other way. It will happen as long as you have a very strong, clear intention, and you have my love and prayers. for achieving that. Lots of love to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here today. Deeply honored to serve this wonderful community. Take care and bye-bye for now.